Now, I said that I was going to explain why the effects of the immune system, nutrition on the immune system, become increasingly important as we get older. The population worldwide is getting older. It's estimated that by the year 2050, 21% of us is going to be classed as elderly. And so it's important to us to try to maintain our health for as long as possible. But it's also true that our immune function declines with age, and poor immune function is associated with higher mortality. Now, influenza or flu is a very important disease when considering aging, because those individuals aged over 65 account for more than 90% of deaths from flu, and they're more likely to develop complications such as pneumonia following an infection. In the UK, people aged over 65 are entitled to free flu vaccination every year in October and November, which marks the start of our flu season. But it seems that whereas young people respond very well to flu vaccination, they have a good, strong immune response to flu vaccination, older people don't respond as well. And it's thought that while in young people the efficiency of flu vaccination is between 70 and 90%, in older people it's as low as 17 to 53%. So more than half of older people who get the flu vaccination actually don't respond to it and are not protected simply because their immune system is not strong enough to respond to the vaccination. So that's a waste of money and it leaves them very vulnerable. They're the same people who are most at risk of nutritional deficiencies. So older people at risk of deficiencies in all of these nutrients. So you can see now why the older age group, elderly people, are particularly at risk of this interaction between nutrition and immune function. Now, that's not the end of the bad news about getting older. Because as you get older, the degree of inflammation in your bodies also increases. So when I talk about inflammation, I'm talking about redness, swelling, heat, pain, the things that you identify with swollen joints. All of that increases as we get older. Inflammation is brought about by a group of proteins that are produced by the immune system that are called cytokines. And TNF, or tumor necrosis factor, is an example of one cytokine. There are very many. But it's been shown that older people have about double the level of inflammatory cytokines than younger people. And if you look at this graph on the right-hand side, you see that with increasing age, you see an increase in the level of TNF in the blood. Now, TNF and other inflammatory cytokines have a number of undesirable effects. So they include inflammation, loss of lean body mass, that's loss of muscle, loss of bone, they're associated with dementia, they're associated with insulin resistance and diabetes, and they're associated with a poor outcome from injury, surgery, and trauma. So this increasing inflammation that we suffer as we get older is not a good thing. In addition, the too much inflammation by the immune system is associated with a number of diseases. And they include arthritis, inflammatory bowel disease, psoriasis, asthma. In fact, these diseases don't just affect older people, they also affect younger people. And they're a good example of where the immune system fails to self-regulate. The immune system in these cases, in these diseases, does not know when to stop. So it becomes overactive and it actually leads to disease.